This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You're with Fossey and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9. I was looking at the news the other day, Fossey, and I see that there's a tropical cyclone forming off the coast of Queensland.
It's the time of year for it.
It is the time of year, but I don't suppose you know what the name of this cyclone is.
Wouldn't be, I'm going to hazard a guess.
Yes.
Wouldn't be Trevor, would it?
It is Trevor, no. That's right. You win a prize. You win a prize. It's Trevor. But maybe one is your little bell ring. You got the answer right. But I thought tropical cyclone Trevor.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that scary.
You don't reckon?
Tropical cyclone Trevor.
See, I don't know.
I don't think Trevor's that scary.
When I hear the name Trevor, I think of a big burly bloke covered in tattoos that I don't want to meet in an unprotected space.
Tropical cyclone Trevor.
Trev. Yeah, I reckon he could do serious damage, Trevor.
What do you reckon, Tristan? You've got an uncle Trevor, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
Is he scary?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, it's going against me so far. Well, what else would you name a cyclone?
Well, I got me thinking.
Did it?
And how do they come up with names for cyclones?
What about the Cyclone Dean?
That would cyclone be that'd Dean. Be scary. Top of the Cyclone Dean. It'd be very neat. and very to the point.
A very specific path.
And very impatient. Get on with it. Let me get to my destruction now.
Well, what about... We know they alternate names too, though, don't they?
Do they
alternate the genders, see? So you have a male one, then you have a female.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So STU. So the next one will be, is that right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So U.
U. So units. What's
it? Starts with an E, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, what's a female name that starts with U? Somebody Google it. Regardless, I mean, you think about... Actually, I can just look at a couple of the names that we've used before. The Bureau was used before.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at female names at random now. There's Gillian.
Oh, yeah. Tropical cyclone
Gillian. Yep. There's Esther. Tropical cyclone. Esther's like your grandmother, isn't it?
That wouldn't be a very powerful cyclone, would it? It'd be like she'd be sort of light and fluffy.
I think she'd whip herself into a cleaning frenzy pretty quickly. They'd just clear on out of there.
What about Cyclone Richard?
Cyclone Richard.
Oh, full of hot air.
Yeah, that's right. Cyclone Richard will bring new meaning to talking underwater.
And do they, it is gendered, so it is male than it is female.
Yeah. Cyclone Penny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, Cyclone Penny would be happy and bubbly.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, she'd be bouncing all over the place, Penny.
I think of Penny Wong. She'd do some damage.
She'd carve a destructive path when she wanted
to. She would be, yeah. That's right. But tell us, what do you think? What would be a good name for a tropical cyclone? Let us know. You're with Fossey and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. We're talking about tropical cyclones because tropical cyclone Trevor... I'm not scared by that. It's coming soon.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about the names.
I've seen another one, Tropical Cyclone Vernon. What a Vernon. I just see a Vernon in a library. Vernon, if you're listening.
Wearing walking socks.
Yeah.
Up to his knee, yeah?
Very sensible trousers.
Very sensible trousers. Mm. Well, it wouldn't do too much damage, I don't think, Tropical Cyclone
probably
Vernon.
Not. Probably be a bit cautious in the sun.
Now, our resident expert, Chris Fauna, has just popped in. To give us the good news that you can only be named once.
Yeah, right.
So Tropical Cyclone Tracy, which many Australians will remember from, 1974? There we go. Then there will never be a Cyclone Tracy again.
No. That's right. Well, let's hope not in a few ways, but Cyclone Tracy, no. Once the name's gone, it's gone. It can't be used again, and you move on.
And so we're saying that the next one, T, then to you, and Trevor is male, so you will be a female. And we're scrambling to try and think of a name starting with you. We've had two messages in.
Yeah.
First one from Another Mouse. Jocelyn. Thank you, Jocelyn. Ursula.
Good on you, Joss.
Little Mermaid Ursula.
Oh, of course.
Now, that would be a cyclone to be worried about.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And also a message from Brad. Hey, Brad from Marvellous Melbourne. And Brad, yes, we knew that. Thank you. In Australia, they alternate between male and female, which was very gendered.
Not
very gender fluid in these non-binary times.
That's true.
But Brad's also saying Ursula may be next.
Yeah, good point,
money's
Brad.
On Ursula.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to think of another you, though, isn't it?
You. Urea. No, you pee out of that. Sorry. Is that a name?
I think it's actually pronounced Urae.
Oh, Urae.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Urae. Sorry to anyone named Urae.
It's a lovely name.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a good cyclone because, I mean, you know that every journalist and every newsreader is going to mispronounce it.
Well, now, cyclones v. hurricanes.
Oh, yes.
Now, same or different?
Well, that was my question. Does anybody know the difference between a cyclone and a hurricane? Has it a guess?
Cyclones, I know in Australia, hurricanes land on witches from the west.
Okay.
There
was a tornado.
Oh, it was a tornado. So tornadoes destroyed witches. The witch of the east was landed on by the house from the tornado.
Yeah.
Hurricanes, is it to do with geography?
Yeah. Right. One's in the northern hemisphere and one isn't.
Right. Mm. So what if a cyclone Trevor, let's say it doesn't lose its might.
Yeah.
And it travels into Asia.
Yeah.
Will they recognise said cyclone as Trevor, or will they have their own name for it?
See, I don't know, but it's pretty hard to imagine a cyclone travelling that far. They just tend to peter out before they start crossing those sorts of boundaries. I guess, you know, the system must have been set up so well, you know,
yes,
that they've told the cyclones, you know, Trev, you can only go so far.
Okay? You can only go so far.
We're not going to tolerate this sort of behaviour over boundaries.
Like draw a line.
Can't do it.
Can't play nice.
Stop it, Weeper.
Stop it,
Weaver. That's where they all seem to stop.
Right, poor Weaver.
Across the coast of the far north Queensland. Stop it, Weaver.
Weaver's been wiped out.
I know, poor old Weaver cops it.
Hey, Brad's got back on the blower. 0427-2949. Ursa was the only name we could think of as well, Brad. But if you want a really destructive name, then Brad's suggesting we go with his sister's name.
Okay.
But you're messing up the order here, Brad. He's saying Tropical Cyclone Jody. She would go through and then just as likely hit back again and double back.
I hope you're listening, Jody.
Absolutely.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.